discussed who exactly is included in the prohibition of Yichud, which types of people in our lives, the nature of the relationship. This week's share, we're going to be discussing some practical situations where Yichud does arise, and how one can potentially get around the prohibition of Yichud. Again, in tonight's share, we're going to be focusing on two main heterim that exist in the Gemara for Yichud problems. But, again, any Yichud Shaila is a delicate question, needs to be handled extremely delicately, and one has to discuss it with their own Rav, how to go about dealing with potential Yichud Shaila. The purpose of these Shurim is just to bring out the idea that there are issues that come up in the Yichud situation, and we should be aware, and know at least what to ask our Rav to know how to get around these types of a problem. In order to see the two most popular heterim, so to say, for the prohibition of Yichud, comes from a Gemara in Kedushin that Pei Aleph Amid Beis. And the Gemara writes the following in the name of Rabbah. Omer Rabbah, Bailo Be'ir. If the woman's husband is in the city, Ein Chashishin Mishum Yichud. We are not concerned with the problem of Yichud. This is referring to, let's say you have an Eishes Ish, which is the highest level of Yichud. It's Yichud De'iraisa. For those who shine that whole Yichud is De'iraisa, that would be a level of an Eishes Ish, a married woman. So if a married woman's husband is in the same city as she is, then seems to be no problem of Yichud. This is the most common shaila of, let's say, for a plumber or electrician that comes to a nice Jewish woman's home and he wants to fix something and the wife is home and the husband is at work. So the Zakta Gemara, that's not a problem as long as the husband's in the city, it doesn't present the Yichud shaila. So we're going to try to get into the details of this halacha of Baila Be'ir, Ein Chashishin Mishum Yichud. But we'll read the Gemara further. Amar Reb Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Bishas Rabim. This is another big heter everyone uses, that if the door is open to a public domain, also, Ein Chashishin Mishum Yichud is also no problem of Yichud. I hope to get to this part of the Gemara as well, but if not, this is also a very, very difficult statement by the Gemara and needs to be clarified halacha l'maaseh. Then the Gemara tells us a very important story. Rev Beve Iklo Lebe Reb Yosef. Rev Beve went to visit the house of Reb Yosef. Basa the Krach Rivsei, after they ate bread, Omalu, he told them, Shkulei Dargam Betusoi, take down the ladder. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that it wouldn't be a problem of Yichud. Frighty Gemara, what's Yichud? Va'omer Rabba Baila Beir, Ein Chashim Shem Yichud. What's Baila Beir? Rev Beve came to the house of Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef is there with his wife. So he said, make the ladder so baby won't be able to be alone with Reb Yosef's wife. Says, Gemara, what would be the problem? He's by the beer. He's there also. By
the beer, he's there.
Right, so it used to travel down, up and down, so they wouldn't be exactly together at the same time. So the Gemara asks, what's the problem? It's by the beer. And says the Gemara, Shani Rev Beiboy, Dishav Nisei Have, V'Gaisei Be. The Gemara says, no, Rev Baby had a different type of relationship with Reb Yosef's wife. They were, as we'd say in Yiddish, they were Hamish. They were friendly. They were close with each other. And since they were close with each other, you can no longer use the heter of Baila Be'ir. So the Gemara is telling us a very big chedesh la'alacha, which comes up when we'll be discussing, hopefully later, when women go to doctor visits. When a woman goes to the doctor, if we consider the doctor in a level of Gaisei Be, which we'll have to talk about, so then the heter of Baila Be'ir no longer exists with someone you have a relationship with. Obviously, we're going to need to discuss what does it mean to have a relationship with. But in any case, you see from the Gemara, that there's a heter called Baila Be'ir, if the husband's in the city with the wife, and this heter does not apply to people that you're close with. However, there's a very, very important machloikis rishonim over here to how to understand the statement of the Gemara. Rashi says over here, number two, Baila Be'ir ain't choshish mishum yichud, lahalkos. We're not choshish for yichud to give malkis over such a yichud that takes place. Why? The mitasvei mibal hashta'asik, because she's always afraid her husband may walk in and catch her. So from this Rashi, the Achrenim prove that Rashi holds, it's also no matter what. Baila Be'ir is not a heter to have Yichud, it's still prohibited. Baila Be'ir just means that it's not such a severe level of Yichud that we'll give Malkus for. But Isser, of course. Rabbi never meant Baila Be'ir is mutter to be miyache with Baila Be'ir. It just meant that we won't give Malkus for it because she's always afraid that she'll never do anything practically because she's always afraid she's going to get caught because her husband's right around the corner, he's down the block. But mutter, says Rashi, the Gemara never means it's mutter. If so, if we accept Rashi's opinion in the Gemara, so this doesn't help us today. If a woman's going to be alone with another man based on the premise of her husband's in town, it doesn't help, because it's still us according to Rashi. Taisvis, in number 3, asks on Rashi, and he says that can't be correct. He says, how could Rashi be right that when your husband's in town, it's still prohibited, but the whole chiddush of Rabbi is you don't give Malkus, then what was the Gemara's kasha? Frag Taisvis, the MK ma parich besamach al Rav Yosef. The kama shkul adagim utusoi. For how my rabbi bailabim chayshim mishemichud. My kusha nehi the malchus like esur miyeka. asks Taisus and Rashi, if Rashi is correct, that even when the husband is in the same city as the woman, there's still a prohibition of Yichud, just no Malkus, so what was the Gemara's Kasha? Why did he have to worry about Yichud, the husband's in town? You're right, because we're still worried about being over Yisurim. Elamai says Taisus, v'nir lefarish, ein chayshishin klal mishum Yichud. No. Therefore Taisus argues in Rashi, and he thinks there's absolutely no problem whatsoever of Yichud, v'afilu isurilak. So we have a very, very fundamental machlokes rishonim between Rashi and Taisus, is the heter of Baal Beer a heter lechatchila to go out and be miyachi with an eishes ish based on this heter, or it just means you won't get malchus if you happen to do it. The Reb Shach in his Sefer Avi Ezri gives us a little bit of a lomdish spin on this Rashi. What's Pshat in Rashi? Why is it that Rashi holds that Baal Beer doesn't get malchus but it's still prohibited? If Rabba's correct, the Baal Be'ir means she's afraid to do anything, so why is it also? Nothing's going to happen. The wife is scared to do anything with this man because she's afraid she's going to get caught. So why does Rashi say there's even an Issa? Taisus makes a lot of sense. Taisus says that since the husband's in town, she's always afraid he's going to knock in and surprise her, so therefore she's not going to do anything. Good, so then it's mutter to be alone. But what's this middle level of Rashi? Rashi's middle level is that it's also to do, but there's no Malkus. Why? If Rashi's correct that nothing's going to happen because she's afraid, so why is it even also?
So Reb Shach, the issur of yichud in general is something because you may do something, or it's an issur, you know, by itself.
So you're mechaven to Reb Shach. Reb Shach writes in Avi Ezri on the Rambam Hilchos Issur Bei Perikhov Beis. Reb Shach says this word. Says Reb Shach, you see from this Rashi that Rashi has a totally different lomdish outlook on yichud. Rashi doesn't think yichud is us because what it leads to, or what it may lead to. Rashi's yichud is aser ba'atzmi, he calls it. It's an independent iser. The Torah prohibited men and women from being alone together. Not because they may sin, and not because they'll be together. They won't be together. But it's ba'atzim and iser, just the act of being alone together, Rashi held as us. That's the way Reb Shach learns this Rashi. Which, without getting too lomdish about this, it's definitely too late at night for that, we're going to have to say that that's machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi believes there's such a principle called an actual iser of yichud, because the Torah says you can't be alone, nothing to do with what may happen. Taisus says, what are you talking about? The whole iser yichud is what it may lead to. And if you're telling me now when the husband's in town it's not going to lead to anything, then there's no reason for an iser yichud. So the fiza, we can say that the machlokes Rashi and Taisus is telling what's the lomus of the iser yichud. The Chazon Ish wrote Haggos on Reb Shach Sefer Avi Ezri and Rambam, and the Chazon Ish writes that he doesn't think it's correct what Reb Shach is saying. He doesn't think it's true. He doesn't think the Isser Yichud is an Isser study, a separate Isser. He thinks the Isser Yichud is because of what it may lead to. As we brought in last week in the Rambam says clearly, the Isser Yichud is because it may lead to Erva, it may lead to Bia. And therefore the Chazon Ish takes issue with Reb Shach's premise. But if you want to say the Machloikis Reb Shach and the Chazon Ish is really Machloikis Rashi and Taisus.
Right.
According to that's what we spoke about last week. The yisoid is that yichud is also ba'etzim, no matter what it happens at the end. You can't be alone with the nation, even though you guys stand 20 feet away from each other, as long as you're alone. But the question is, why did the Torah prohibit it in the first place? So Rashi will tell you the Torah prohibited it because it's a bad act. It may lead, it could lead, but it doesn't matter. It itself is a bad act, even though it won't lead. Taisus will tell you, no, the whole prohibition is what it will lead to. So if you'll have a situation where it won't lead to anything, it's not prohibited. That's what we could say is the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus with the Isser Yichud over here. Maybe. There's more to talk about along this. I think there's a bunch of nafkaminas. According to the way Reb Shach says it, one can make an argument there should be no shir for it. We spoke about last week that there's a shir for Yichud. Why? Because you have to have a certain amount of time alone to be able to have a Maisa Biyah. According to this, why should you have to have any time? The act of being alone is Be'etzem Asr. Okay, I think there's much to talk about. Yeah?
You may want to shut the recorder for this question. That's up to you. But just as an aside, how does the Chazon Ish argue on Reb Shach? I knew Reb Shach was old. He was that old at that.
I mean, the Sefer, he wrote a Sefer Avi Ezri. So he wrote an Oris on the Sefer.
Chazon Ish was nifter in the 50s. Reb Shach was just nifter 20 years ago.
So what's the problem? So he wrote a Sefer 60 years ago. And Chazon Ish had an Oris on the Sefer. That's so crazy.
I mean, I know Reb Shach was old, but I mean...
So he has an Oris. If you look in the back of the Avi Ezri, you can find the Oris that he wrote on the Sefer.
He must have been 25, 30 years old, Reb Shach.
When he wrote the Sefer, right. So he has an Oris on the Sefer. So in the back, he has this Oris that he doesn't think this is the right lumdus based on other Rishonim. Okay, I think it's Machlokes Rishonim. I really do. I think it's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. In any case, we can talk about lumdus a different time. But there's machlokes, very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Because again, you'll hear people say today that the plumber's coming to fix something in the house and the wife is alone with the plumber and she says, don't worry, my husband works around the corner, it's not a problem. That's not true. Rashi would tell you that doesn't help, it's still an Isser, it would still be us. The Taz without getting into too much of it, the Taz disagrees with the way we're learning Rashi. The Taz doesn't think that Rashi means it's really Asr. The Taz is a whole different mahalach on how to learn Rashi. He doesn't think Rashi means it's Asr. But everyone else seems to learn Rashi not like that, that Rashi holds it's Asr. Does anyone else agree to Rashi? What do the other Rishonim hold? So I found two Rishonim that agree with Rashi. One is the Ran, which I put over here on the page number 5 is the Ran. The Ran is a cut and paste of Rashi. When the Ran reads the Gemara of Bayi Labir, he writes, Lahal Kois, the Metasmi, Baal Demohashti Asr. Exact same words of Rashi. The other Rishon is the Taisis Riyazakin. Now, I don't mean to put down the Taisis Riyazakin, but that's not going to carry so much weight if the Taisis Riyazakin says something Lagabi Halach. The Ran, okay, now the Ran was one of the big Rishonim Lagabi Psach. So we have Rashi, the Ran, the Taisis Riyazakin. The problem is, most of the other Rishonim disagree with this. If you look in the Divrei Yitziv, the Klausenberger Rebbe, in his Tshuva, he does us a favor. He does a likut of all the Rishonim. And he tells you, I'll show you all the Rishonim that are on the side of Taisus. And he says, it's the Rambam, it's the Smag, it's the Kalba, it's the Meiri, it's the Taisir Rosh, it's Rabbein Yerucham. And it concludes, the Yamshel Shleimer writes, Shekein Das Roiv HaMechabrim. The majority of those people who wrote literature on this topic side with Taisvis and not with Rashi, which means Bai Labir is a legitimate heter, not only a situation that doesn't present Malkus. How do we pass in Halacha Maisa? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, number 7, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Isha Shabai Labir, a woman whose husband is in the city, and Chayshishin Lehisyachad Ima, there is no problem of being alone with her, and Mesha Ema's Bai La Aleha, because she has a fear of her husband. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is not writing to tell me that you don't get Malkus. The Shulchan Aruch lived after the era when they stopped giving Malkus. So if the Shulchan Aruch is writing this idea of Bai Labir, he means it's a practical usage, like Taisvis, not like Rashi. Then he concludes, V'mahaya zeh gaspa, if it's someone you were close with, kigoin. What's an example of someone you're close with? Kigoin shugad le'ima. You grew up together. This doesn't necessarily mean you were neighbors. It means you were raised in the same house. Oyshehi krevaso, or your relatives. Oyim kino la'baila. Or your husband said to her, I think there's something going on with you and Pliny. Do not be alone with Pliny. In that case, says the Mechaber, then lo yisrach inima, you're not allowed to be alone, af im by labir, even if the husband is in the city. Hopefully at the end of the show, we'll try to clarify what exactly constitutes libay gaspa. Who else is included in this category of people that can't use this heter of by labir? So the Shulchan Aruch...
You're saying if you grew up together, it's a relative, it's even worse?
Yes, you're much closer, and therefore there's much less that would stop you from being together, and therefore this heter of the husband being in the city is not sufficient. So therefore, that would not be a viable heter.
I thought it would be because you're close, it's like a sister.
No, we're not. So that Achreinim pointed out, it's not the type of kirvus where there's no taiva for, it's that type of kirvus where you are close with, and therefore we are afraid something may happen. Pashas, if we don't get to at the end of the shir, this krevos, it doesn't mean you have to be a relative. You can have someone who's your first cousin, you have no connection to them. You can have someone who's your next door neighbor that you're very close with. We'll see how the Achreinim lay it out practically, that it's not totally necessarily in blood or closeness or relation, it's dependent on how close you are with someone. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear that we pass in like Taisvis. Most of the Rishonim Lagabi Psak Halacha seem to side with Rashi. Yet the Bach on the tour says something very strange to me. He writes, "V'hachi naktinam delechatchila asur lisyach rafilu by labir kipirish Rashi v'haran." The Bach writes, but he thinks the Halacha is like Rashi and the Ran. Very strange. It's Rashi and the Ran against, I don't know, 7, 8 other Gedolei Rishonim. Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, and Tur, yet for some reason the Bach thinks we should side with Rashi and the Ran. I don't understand exactly why. But the Bach is of the opinion that we should be Machmer for Rashi. Reb Shmuel Vosner writes that he thinks HaMachmer, number 9, HaMachmer Shle Lisyachem, Isha Shabay Labir, Tavay Lav Bracha. He thinks if a person doesn't want to accept this heter of Bay Labir, he thinks it's Tavay Lav Bracha. Why? Because you have the Bach. The Bach says that we pass on like Rashi in the Ran. If you pass on like Rashi, if you would ask Rashi, am I allowed to be alone with a woman whose husband is working down the block? Rashi would tell you Chas v'Shalom, you're not allowed to. So Reb Shmuel Vosner writes, he thinks about Machmer Tavel of Bruch. There's a Rabbein Yeruchim like that also. Rabbein Yeruchim writes that it's better not to use the Het of Bai Labir. But Pashtis, Api Kloli Hayra, there's really no reason why we can't use the Het of Bai Labir. So the first thing we have to know is that we are allowed to use the Het of Bai Labir. We hold like Taisvis and not like Rashi. That's what we need to get to tonight also. What constitutes the city? Today gets very complicated. 5 towns for Rockaway, Cedarhurst, Lawrence, Queens, Manhattan. These things, not that I'll come out with much clarity, but we'll at least bring up some of the points and see how can we calculate what exactly makes a city. Just on a side note, there's rayas in many places to Rashi Shita. As strange as it may sound to us, and probably Keneged Halacha, there's some very good rayas to Rashi Shita. We'll mention just 2 very quickly. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara Megillah talks about Devoira. When Devoira used to paskin shaylas, it says she used to be makbid, that she didn't want any yichud issues. She used to make sure there was no yichud questions. She used to have a hefsik that she shouldn't be alone. So the Makna asks, what was she worried about? She had Bai Labir. Why was she so worried about Yichud? Her husband was around. So the Makna says, you see from here, it's a raya to Rashi, that even when you have Baal HaBir, it's still also, it's just that you don't get Malkus. Others bring a raya from a Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that's Machlokes Abaye and Rava. The Gemara says, Chosin v'chol ha-shoshvinon p'turin min ha-sukkah. Chosin and old entourage is potter from Sukkah for during the duration of the Sheva Brachos. Machlokes Abaye and Rava, why? One of the reasons of the Gemara is because of Yichud. Because what's going to happen? The chassan is going to have to go to the bathroom from the sukkah. He's going to have to slip all the way out to the field to go to the bathroom. The kal is going to be alone with all the men. It's going to be a problem of yichud. Ask the chida, what are you worried about? It's by Labir, the husband's in the city. He went to the bathroom, so he's in the city. What's the problem? So you see from here, it's a raya to Rashi, that even when by Labir, it's still a su yichud.
Isn't yeah. There also something that there's X amount of men to
that's
one
true,
woman.
Correct. That might also depend on the amounts of people in the room. Right? There's no way to serve Yichud to walk down Central Avenue because there's men and women together. The answer is that's not Yichud.
It's an open space.
There's a lot of different people. You're allowed to go to a chasana hall. Even though if you go to the chasana hall, there's a lot of men and a lot of women.
But even like 15 men to one woman, isn't there something?
Like right, so that's a big machloikis. Me'ikra din, two men and one lady, the Mishnah says it's not a problem because men are embarrassed of each other. But there's a machloikis reshainim, is it the raisa? The rabbanon is a big discussion exactly how this works. But that's some of the rayas they want to bring to Rashi Shita. Again, we can talk about it, but it seems to be that Rashi is not the accepted opinion we pass on like Tosfos.
Does anyone discuss enough community between Rashi and Tosfos? Let's say if a man's not capable of having relations.
Yeah,
in
so
general,
that's
yichud,
so right? That's a shayla. Let's say a man can't
do the act, so
right? So that's a right. Yichud. So Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he believes if that's the case, it's takan over su yichud. Reb Moshe writes in the tshuva. Reb Moshe, however, says if the man is just old, but he taka could if the right situation does come up, he could. Right. So then Reb Moshe thinks he can't be mekel.
We spoke
about that last week. We mentioned last week that most achrayim held not like that. Most achrayim, except we found the tshuva last week from Basha Weiss, where he quotes from Pinchas Scheinberg and Rabbi Yasha that said not like that. Rav Moshe we found Rav Moshe to be somewhat of a steer in tshuvas to whether or not yichud was only for bia or yichud was even for chibik v'nishik as well. We said last week that the assumption would be is that wasn't, they didn't make yichud just for that. They made yichud for bia also. Rav Moshe does have a tshuva like that where he talks about a male who's medically unable to have bia, then there would be no such issue yichud. Rav Moshe Weiss had a creative shaila about someone on a car, and it was very bad weather, and if he would take his second off the wheel to have bia, he would kill himself and the driver. So Rav Moshe Weiss said, "As a machlokes achrayin, he was telling this machlokes achrayin." But Bashas, the assumption is it's connected to a ma'aser bia. There's a very big chiddush from the Chochmas Adam, which is going to have a big, big effect on this heter that we call Baal HaBir. Baal HaBir is standardly used when you have, let's say, a situation of a plumber, an electrician, someone's coming to the house to fix something. Again, mice and b'chol yayim, people come to the house to fix things, deliveries, all these types of shilas. And we're always saying, on this heter called Baal HaBir, the husband works in the greater area, whatever that means, and therefore nothing's a problem. However, the Chaya Chachmas Adam says not so fast. Chachmas Adam says that according to Rashi, first of all, he quotes Rashi, that according to Rashi, it's asul l'chatchila. Now, there must be a reason why he brings down this Rashi. It means we should take it into consideration. The Aruch HaShulchan does this also. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you should know that there's a Rashi sheet that holds this also the Chathchila. Does that mean he really paskins like Rashi? Or that means he just wants us to know, keep it in the back of our mind? I'm not sure. But says the Chayyadim, v'nirli, the Dafka bebeisa ein bo mishum yichud. The only time Baal HaBir works, if it's in her own house. Meaning she's home, and someone comes to put in the refrigerator. So then you're allowed to use the heter Baal HaBir. Let's say she goes somewhere else. Let's say she goes to the doctor's office. She goes to her friend's house, and punked in her friend's house happens to be a man putting in the refrigerator. Her friend is having work done on the house. Her friend asks her, you know, you're home during the day, I work, can you do me a favor, come to my house, sit in my house, and use my Wi-Fi while this guy makes a delivery. So you'll say, oh, it's the same Baal HaBir, right? Says the Chayyadim, it's not the same Baal HaBir, because you're not in your own house, you're in someone else's house. Says the Chayyadim, it doesn't work. Why? In Amos Baila, there's no fear. Shari Baila any day hechin, he doesn't know how to catch you. Rashi's learned it's all about coming in and busting her. How's he going to know where you are? He's not going to expect to see you in your friend's house. He's coming to look for you in your house. So she knows she can't get caught. So therefore, it doesn't work. That's the first chiddush of the Chayyadim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he takes issue with this Chayyadim. He says, I don't understand. Let's say she has a couple of destinations where she hangs out. So the husband comes to the house, she's not there. Okay. Where else does she hang out? Well, she hangs out by her sister's house. Oh, he'll try there. He hangs out by the friend's house. We'll try there. Rav Moshe says, there's got to be a situation where there's a couple of places where she hangs out. So the husband will go to each one of those
but
spots and catch her.
Is there a Baal HaBir that he can come within 9 minutes or something like that?
No, Rashi.
But it's just in general. So then what's the nafkamina?
So if we were going like Rashi, which the Chayyadim seems to be going, that it's about getting caught. So the Rav Moshe says, I don't understand. Eventually, he'll go to enough houses where she hangs out. Yes, she can go to a remote hotel somewhere. You're right. I guess she could. But Rav Moshe says that there's a certain amount of area where she normally hangs out. She goes to her house, her sister's house, her neighbor's house. So in one of those three houses, she'll get caught.
And how bad if you told him, you told about?
Zog Techai Adam, next time where he takes away the kula, Vimhol Chabrushas Baila. He gives her permission. The kol shegen kishabayla nosan l'rishos. L'daber im ish echad, davar saser, v'liskar adel, t'pshita d'aser. Says the Chai Adam, if you tell her, the plumber's coming today at 2 o'clock, be home for him when he comes, you just ruined the heter of Baila Bia, says the Chai Adam. Why? Because where's the mirsus now? She knows that you're going to be looking. She knows that you know. So she's not going to, it's not going to work anymore, says the Chai Adam, because everyone knows what's going to happen. Everyone knows the schedule. Therefore, says the Chai Adam, both these scenarios, you lose the heter of Baila
Bia. Maybe you can reverse.
Yeah, I don't understand. Should we just
okay, that's a kasha. They talk about this kasha in the Chayadim. That her ipcha, she's less of a chance that she's going to do anything.
Right.
That's a kasha they have in the Chayadim. Rav Moshe also doesn't understand this line of the Chayadim. He also says he doesn't understand why the Chayadim says it. However, this Chayadim ruins a lot of that tame of Baila Bia. This Chayadim ruins the heter of the plumber coming and the electrician coming because she knows about it. He tells her, be ready for it. The best thing would be if the husband doesn't tell her that the plumber's coming. He arranges it with him, the plumber, and don't tell her. This way she doesn't know. According to the Chayadim, you'd have a head. Yeah.
There's no corresponding, fear of the wife.
We're going to get to that. It's Machloikis Achreinim. Halacha Maisa, it's not, but it's discussed in the Achreinim. Do we make such an argument that it goes the other way as well? The Gemara was only going one way. Right. The question is, can you go the other way as well? It might be a psychological issue if our husband's as scared as wives are. We'll get to that hopefully later. Yeah.
What about a kid, a boy, goes over bar mitzvah? Does that count?
You don't have to be necessarily be over bar mitzvah. You have to be the age of your day. You're enough of aware of what's going on, and therefore, if you see something that doesn't look right, you'll report it.
So if you have a kid home,
yeah. If you have a 7 or 8 year old, that might help. Yeah, depending if they're 7 or 8 year old, it might depend if they're related to you. It might be better if they're related, if they're a relative. Let's say the woman's home with her 8 year old son, so that would be fine. If she'd be home with a regular 8 year old boy, that might be yichud itself. And then it won't help. It depends who she's alone with, who the other people in the room are. So do we pass on like this chayodim? So if you look in the
piece, I didn't understand his answer. Yichud works on less than bar mitzvah also?
To prevent yichud, to be a shomer.
No, not to prevent. Could I be with a girl who's 10 years old?
Absolutely not. That's
so
a prohibition.
What age does it start?
For girls, it starts after 3. For boys, it starts after 9.
Say that again?
For girls, after 3. Boys, after 9. So a boy who's 10 years old cannot be left alone with a 16-year-old babysitter. That's a yichud problem. It's a yichud. It's a yichud rabbanon, maybe even a deraisa, because she's a pnuya nida, so it might be a deraisa. Let's say, I had this last week, I was watching my daughter and her friend. Her friend is 7 years old. That's a yichud. If it would just be me and my daughter's friend of 7 years old, that's yichud, not deraisa. But my daughter was there, so she's a mishameris, like Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva. But yichud is even small ages. Yichud is above the age of 3. The only thing is, 2 minors are not a problem of yichud. You have to have 1 gadol who's going to start the problem. So you have to have 1 gadol. But if you have a 4-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy, that's not a problem. So they can have a play date alone. But you have to have 1 adult in the equation to make it a problem. So Rav Moshe, so do we pass like this chayodim? So the Pischei Tshuva brings lahalach and Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the words of the chayodim. Number 11 is the Sefer Nitchei Yisrael, the Chafetz Chaim. In his Sefer, he writes exactly the words of the chayodim. So if the Chafetz Chaim brings it down, the Pischei Tshuva brings it down, this leads us to believe that they accept the notion of the Chai Adam, that there is no such heter if you either give her permission or she's not in the house. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva number 12, where he says he doesn't really understand all the premises of the Chai Adam, but he writes, Avoloi mistavr klal kidvarav, I don't think it's so logical, Avokim v'sha Chai Adam oyser, al kaponim yesh lahach mishloi b'shasat chak. Rav Moshe thinks you have to be machmish loy b'shasat chak for the chumras of the Chai Adam. Avol b'shasat chak. Exactly, shasat chak is. I'm not sure what exactly shasat chak is going to be. So Rav Moshe ain't lasser, but lechatchila he thinks you have to take the chachmas adam's chumras into consideration. The divri yitziv the Klausenberg Rebbe. The Klausenberg Rebbe was an Eloi. It's an Eloi Shayid, the Klausenberg Rebbe, and he has a couple of tshuva in Hilchos Yichud. And it's interesting; he takes a very lenient opinion with some of the inyanim ha'yichud. You think he should be machmer, but he has an interesting spin on this. He thinks you could be mekel with baila bir. And he says, because if not, it's impossible. What's going to be? You're not going to have a life. Every time the electrician comes, every time the plumber has to come, every time there's a delivery, you're going to tell me it's going to. So I would have said, yeah, it's tough to be a Jew. But we saw last week that there's a Russian nida. The Rosh writes that one of the reasons there's no Isur Yichud with one owns wife during Nidus is this Svara. It's impossible. So he's kind of borrowing that term. He says it's not practical. Every single time you need to get a delivery, you're going to have to schlep your husband home from work so you don't have a problem because of the Chayotam. He thinks it's far-fetched. Secondly, he says, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Baila Be'ir, no Yichud, go home. It doesn't say which house and whose house and with permission, all these Tanoim of the Chayotam. And thirdly, he comes up with a little bit of a creative Svara. He says, come on. He says, today, you can call your friend and say, do me a favor, go over to my house, tell me what's going on. I want to know what's cooking. Tell me if you see a little action, you see strange people there, you see what's going on. So you can have a power of knowing what's going on, even though you're not really there. So therefore he thinks, concludes it, maybe we'll get to that a little later tonight. So he concludes at the end of the tshuva where he's making. So halach l'maisa, I guess we can go back to using this heter of the plumber's coming, a delivery's coming, it's okay as long as by labir, even though kontra chayodam, those heterim would not work.
And how about, let's say, video cameras or security cameras, so then is there, no matter where you are, you can be in Eretz Yisrael, that you be mutter to them?
So if you assume that the reason for Rashi is Bailabir creates this idea that she's afraid of getting caught, if you have good cameras, l'chayre, it should do the same thing. L'chayre. The Nita Gavrilo in one place in the Sefer makes this argument that if you have video cameras, that should create a mirsus, that should create a fear. You're afraid. Now again, today, I don't know, she can go back and change the film and then play around with it before he gets back. You know, today you get things on your phone. I don't know. You have to know the
Mitzvahs.
They do. So the question is Day Mitzvahs, Kashrus only the Yetziv and Nichnas. It's different than Yichud. There's all discussion about it. But again, if it's taka true that you can't play around with the camera and you can't change the video, then if it's about Mirsus, if that's the reason, we'll see it's not so pasha, that's the reason. If that's what it is, L'chayr, it should work.
So do we get to the area of patient-doctor?
Not yet. We're going to try to get to that tonight without getting into big trouble. We're going to try our best to stay politically correct. Hopefully we'll run out of time. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva where he talks about the following scenario. What happens if a husband's in jail? Does that help for Baila Beer? He's in jail. He's not coming out. Okay, he's worried about Yichud. He's got bigger problems. He's in jail. But Malko Ponim, does that help for Baila Beer? So Rav Moshe says, it doesn't make any sense. According to Rashi, she's not afraid she's going to get caught. The guy's like, he's not allowed to get out. He can't leave jail, even though people break out. It's not a common thing. So Rav Moshe says, in that case, he doesn't think it's going to work. According to Rashi, Rashi's whole heter is based on the fact she's always afraid she's going to get caught. If he's in jail, she is not afraid she's going to get caught.
Yeah.
We're going to see in a second. There's another way of learning the heter by Labir. Now, Rav Moshe here writes something very, very interesting.
You keep saying that Rashi's afraid of getting caught, isn't that Tayshita?
No.
Because Rashi says that the whole issue is Ligabi the Malkus.
But Rashi says the words, the Mistafi Mibal hash to us. She's afraid of the husband because maybe he's going to show up. That means he's going to get caught. That's what those words mean.
But didn't we say, according to Rashi, that we learned that it's an issue regardless?
In Echidami, right. Rashi holds it's still Asr, but it's still Asr. But I'm talking about, why is Baila Beer any different? What makes it different? The answer is the fear of getting caught. Rashi holds that even if you're not going to get caught, it's still Asr. But the premise is what I'm working with, is the reason why it's mutter is because you're afraid that you're going to get caught. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva over here, where Rav Moshe says, one second. He says, in the middle of the tshuva, number 14, he says, "Mitamzeh shemedina zu New York, kishabailu hu beir." Let's say today, New York. I'm not sure if he means what part of New York, but New York, he says. Wife sends her husband out in the middle of the day, beginning of the day. He takes the car, goes to the LIR, gets on the train, and he's now in Manhattan. Right, it takes at least 45 minutes to get back from Manhattan to your house in the Five Towns. So says Rav Moshe, right? And he's got to work 9 to 5. He's got to be in his office, he's got to be at his job. Says Rav Moshe, where's the heter of Baila Beer? What's she afraid of? He's going to come back. He can't, right? Again, maybe he didn't go on the train, right? Maybe he faked around, he ran around the corner. Maybe. But says Rav Moshe, if he's supposed to be at work, and this is what he does every single day, and he can't just leave, let's say you work in one of those hours, you have to clock in. You can't leave. He's in court. You can't leave. He's a doctor. He's not just coming and going freely. Says Rav Moshe, why is there such a heter of Baila Beer in that case? If the whole heter of Baila Beer is getting caught, says Rav Moshe, what's the heter? Your husband goes out for the day, he's not coming back. Either because his office is far away or because he has patients, he has clients, he has to be out. So Rav Moshe says he's not so sure that you can even use the heter of Baila Beer. Rav Moshe thinks the heter of Baila Beer would make sense for someone who works for himself, free schedule, comes and goes as he wants, has no ishtabdus, can be wherever he wants, whenever he wants, and can just pop in on his wife and randomly throughout the day. But if a person has a regular job where he's got to be at the office from 9 to 5, Rav Moshe says he's not so sure you have such a heter. And it's very logical. If the heter is like Rashi, it's all about getting caught, so then you don't think you're going to get caught. You know your husband's not going to show up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He doesn't. For the last 30 years, he's never showed up once at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because he's got to be at work, especially if you have to clock in. So Rav Moshe kind of takes away the whole geshmak of the heter by labir for depending on the nature of one's job. However, there's a completely different thought process that they attribute to the Chazinish. They bring down the Chazinish. The Chidah said it already before the Chazinish, but we'll give the credit to the Chazinish. The Chazinish said we all misunderstood the heter of Baal HaBir. Baal HaBir is not because you're afraid you're going to get caught. Baal HaBir is a psychological thing. Psychologically speaking, you will not be mezan if your husband is in the city. You won't do it. Too close. He's in town. You're not going to do it. Not because you're going to get caught. You know you're not going to get caught. Your husband never shows up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a work day. He never does. But because he's in the city, it just psychologically you can't come to do something. That's the Chazanish's way of understanding Baal HaBir.
Why is it any different than the fact that you're married? I mean, how does that help?
Right, the closer someone is, you feel more. People, I think, statistically, would have an easier time cheating when they're away from their spouse. They're on a business trip, they're in a different city, different state. You know, what happens in that state stays in that state. When it's in, it's in your home, it's in your city, you just don't feel right. That's the Chazanish's psychological understanding of the heter of Baal HaBir. So, according to this Chazanish, then none of this matters. Doesn't matter. You're not going to be mezana on your husband if you're in the city. Now, again, you'll do it if you switch you switch over, city line, then you're a free bird. You can do whatever you want. But as long as you're both in the same city, then the Chazanish says you're not going to do anything inappropriate, and therefore the heter of Baal HaBir is relevant. So, according to this Chazanish, it doesn't make a difference. So, you could even clear, what would the Chazanish say in a case where the guy's in jail? He's in the city. Yeah, I think you can clear him. Maybe what would happen?
That same concept of going to Chazanish, apply whether you're in a store with the setting is relevant. Meaning, so it's not. I'm saying even forget about Baal HaBir. Just it's not conducive.
If you're alone with the opposite gender, then it's always conducive, unless there's not enough time to have a beer, like in an elevator or things like that.
No, what I'm saying is, let's say when you were talking about Baal HaBir, mm-hmm. then it's your house, but not right.
Right. So, this chayodim is irrelevant.
There was an office that's open, okay. But I'm saying, forget about the other possibility. But the fact is that people can walk in. It's not
right. So that wouldn't be yichud. So that would be another heter, which we'll have to get to a little later. So that would also be a heter. If it's a chance of getting caught by other people, forget your husband. Okay. Someone else can walk in. The secretary can walk in. The partner can walk in. Yeah, that would be a separate heter. But so according to this Chazanish, nothing really matters. Everything and everywhere, he gives you permission. The electrician comes and the plumber gets all mutter. According to the Chazanish, is Baal HaBir. So again, it's a big machlokes achrayim between the Chazanish and we'll call it Rashi and everyone else. So this is why we keep coming back to the old issue. If yichud is a deraisa. Yichud with the nation is deraisa, you'd have to play the suffix deraisa l'chumra card. If yichud is a derabanan, so you could say that there are machlokes, I can go like the kula dikashita and say that this is good enough. I think the Velt is all samech on this Chazanish. All the people that use Baal HaBir are being samech on this Chazanish. That's pasha. We're going to see. It's very interesting how he's very makel in this, the two halachas that we're going to get to tonight at least. So he's very makel with this idea of Baal HaBir. So according to the Chazanish, Baal HaBir is much more of an applicable heter than it would be according to, let's say, Rav Moshe Feinstein and others. According to the Chazanish, your husband can be working, and he can be in the middle of doing a surgery, he can be in the middle of being in court. There's no way he's leaving court to come pop in on the house. It doesn't matter. According to the Chazanish, you're not going to be mezana if he's in town. According to Rav Moshe, that's not the case. So that's a very big nafkamina lahalacha. Can we apply the heter of Baal HaBir? Secondly, how do we constitute what's an ear? What's the city? Today it's so unclear. Today, let's talk about the five towns. Would we say Lawrence and Cedars are two separate cities? Let's say five towns and Far Rockaway. Are they two separate cities? Queens and Manhattan, are they two separate cities? Five towns in Manhattan. A husband works in the city, works in Manhattan. His wife is home in the five towns. And she's getting a delivery for they're installing a new something, right? So, Baal HaBir, I'm okay. So she's a frumish. She knows about the Chazanish and she's being semich on the Chazanish, right? But he's in a different city. The husband's away. This is very negated. The Nitta Gavriel writes, in the bungalow colony time, at this time of the year, those who go up to the mountains. So the husband's here in the city and she's up in the mountains. That's not Baal HaBir. That's a different city. It may be the same state, depending on where she goes, but it's not the same city. It's quite a far trip from one to the other. So then there'd be a real problem of yichud, because it's not Baal HaBir. The husband goes out on a business trip, and he's not home, so that's not Baal HaBir. He's in a different city. How exactly do we calculate cities? So there's a piece in Karna de Igrisa from the Stipler, where someone asked the Stipler yichud shayla, and in the middle of the shayla, the Stipler made the following statement. He said that Today, we're talking about when the stipend lived, going back to the 50s. Today, Bnei Brak and Tel Aviv are one city, writes the stipler. That's one city, that's Baal HaBir. So if you're living in Bnei Brak and your husband's working in Tel Aviv, that's one city. He says, "Ubefrat bizmanenu shiyachol lavim imakam avidasa b'shakala." Especially says the stipler, it's easy to travel from city to city. It used to be one city to another city; it was a whole asik. How are you going to get from one city to another? Everything took time. So by the time you get your caravan to get to the other city, she's already finished. However, says the stipler, today where you have taxis near the vadis and nekri by labir. So, the question is again, how far does this go? Meaning, according to Rashi, it's about getting caught. So then I understand that you have to figure out how much of the cities close to each other where there's a chance of getting caught. Right? Lawrence and Cedarhurst, even if you want to call them two separate cities, it's a joke of time to travel to one and the other. You know, you can easily get caught. Manhattan even, it's a 40-minute train ride, but that's not a long time. So Yesh Lodin, what would the stipler say to these types of cities? You know,
and Tel Aviv is 10 minutes, so they
right? touch. Right, right. So they're boring. Like, Lawrence and Cedarhurst are boring. Far Rockaway in the Five Towns. Yeah, so Manhattan, Yesh Lodin, that's a little further. Right, I agree.
More traffic.
Right, it takes longer. Now, L'cha'ira, in Lomdis, according to the Chazon Ish, it's not totally in how far the two points are from each other. It's a psychological thing, and the psychological thing is in the city. It's not totally in the chance of getting caught or not getting caught. Right? The stipler keeps on talking about, well, you can get there quickly. Well, what does that have to do with anything? That's only a svar if you're worried about getting caught. If the svar has to do with psychological, so whatever she, you know, if she views the Five Towns as one big city, so then she won't do it. So Reb Shmuel Vozner takes a more chomerdikul approach. Reb Shmuel Vozner says, let's say you have a huge city, like New York, London. These are huge cities. From one side of the city to the other side of the city is a massive trip. You're still going to tell me, buy a beer? So Reb Shmuel Vozner thinks you can't do that. He thinks if it's a big city, you can't apply the heter buy a beer because they're like opposite sides of the world. So he thinks if you have a case where it's a big city like New York or London, and the husband works on one end and he really travels to your side, he's not so sure you'd be allowed to use the heter of buy a beer. Rav Moshe Sternbach, number 18, has a tshuva where he quotes from the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish said, it doesn't matter. Big cities, still not a problem. That's the Chazon Ish l'shitasay. Because according to the Chazon Ish, it's not about travel time. It's not about getting caught and how quick the husband show up. It's about psychology. Psychology is if it's in the city, it's not going to be a problem. However, he quotes that the Chazon Ish held that from Bnei Brak to Ramat Gan, ain't on kir achas. That's not like one city. Av shechaluka israk b'kamabatim. Even though it's only a few homes away. So he times it's very shver. So I don't think it's so shver. Again, according to the Chazon Ish, we're not working about distance. We're working with cities. The Gemara says city, city, city. So you have to figure out how you convey a city. It's not about how close they are. They can border each other maybe. But if they're deemed halachically or maybe perception-wise as a separate city, it's a separate city. You don't have the head to buy the beer. It doesn't matter how close they are. So I don't think it's such a kash on the Chazon Ish. I think it's the Chazon Ish l'shitasai about how he understood buy the beer. Then Rav Moshe Sternbach comes up with his own idea. He thinks the heter works only if it's within 20 minutes from the house. I don't know where he pulled that out of the hat. 20 minutes.
That makes sense, because maybe close to his mom.
Yeah, okay, maybe. So 20 minutes. So how do you calculate 20 minutes? With traffic, without traffic, on the train, not train. I don't know how you calculate that. So if you go with Rav Moshe Sternbach's, so then the Five Towns and Far Rockaway and all these areas would be okay, because it would be within 20 minutes.
So going to Chazon Ish, the proximity has something to do with it.
The city has to do with it, not the proximity in the city. According to the Chazon Ish, your mindset is if my husband's in the city, I'm not going to do anything wrong.
If there happens to be something that's literally, you know, you're across the border, you're next to the house.
So that's what Rav Moshe Sternbach asked on him. Exactly. He says, I would say, the Chazon Ish would say, you're right. But the way Chazal set it up was city by city. So even though, yes, it's almost laughable because the cities are bordering each other, Cedarhurst and Lawrence are, you know, depending on, you can have a corner house where half your house is Lawrence and half your house is Cedarhurst. But if you hold it, that's a separate city, so then it could be a problem. Reb Asher Weiss has a tshuva where he says he thinks, see, he didn't even try to be magdur. He says he thinks it's hard, because Manazeh had to be magdur the cities, and he just says that Tzarechin had to be magdur. So I think this is a big question. I had the question that my son was getting OT, and the person that was going to do the OT was a firm lady, so that's a problem. That makes it Arayis, that makes it Yichud Arayis at least.
Isn't he three?
Yeah, he's not. I'm not worried about his Yichud, I'm worried about my Yichud. He's not Yedei Abir. He doesn't know enough that if something's going on, he's going to stop me.
Oh,
you got to be a little old. You got to be like six or seven. So granted, my daughter was there, so it wasn't something again. But the question was, let's say you have an Ashish Ish, a Jewish woman, a married woman. So she's going to come to my apartment, right? Now, she lives in the Five Towns. I think her husband was in the Five Towns today. So can I use the heter Baal HaBir? Her husband was in the Five Towns. I'm not sure. Is the Five Towns to Queens considered Baal HaBir? It wasn't again because my wife ended up coming home earlier, so it wasn't an issue. But again, these are very practical shailas. Does the het of Baal Abi'ya work when you're going a little bit beyond your actual city? I think it's not pasha to figure out how to be magdir cities, and the nafkamina it makes is outside your block. Can you use Baal Abi'ya?
You know, when you talk about Ramat Gan, the Iraq, it's true that they have a different shem, but those areas are municipality. They're
correct.
There's a difference in saying...
There are those... Yes. There are those who make such an argument that it's totally... There has to be some practical nafkaminas. Let's say you have Cedarhurst to Lawrence. I don't think there's any practical, maybe, you know, besides maybe your taxes. I don't think there's any practical who runs or who's in charge. I think the five towns is all under one auspice. There's officially a mayor. There's a mayor, right? But you have to know if it might make a difference. Some are going to make this argument that it might make a difference on who's shaylit on each one of these specific villages slash towns. So it gets complicated. Halach l'maisa, again, just using Baal Abi'ya as it is so weak because according to Rashi, you can't use it at all. On top of that, you have the chayodim. On top of that, you have machlokes how to constitute beer. So it's not so simple where people today, ah, it's not a problem, Baal Abi'ya. That's not such a pasha to head. Secondly, what we have to clarify is on the next page is what's considered gaspa. Shulchan Aruch said, people that you're close with, you can't use this heter for. So what makes someone that you're close with? So the Nitta Gavriel writes, I disagree with this, he writes that let's say you go to therapy, not physical therapy, you go to a therapist. He thinks that's gaspe, because since you're telling them your personal, deepest secrets, that creates an intimate relationship. I don't think that's true. I think today with all the laws that we have, patient, doctor, what you can and can't say, HIPAA and all these other things. Yeah, I don't think it's such a problem. But okay, that's what he writes in his favor. He thinks that would be liba gaspa. So he has a whole discussion. So when you go to therapy and they lock the door, you won't be able to use Baal Abi'ya, even if you want to have yichud, and you'll say, oh, don't worry, the husband's in the city. Again, we're talking about if, let's say, a female is going to therapy by a male or vice versa. A female is going to therapy, and her husband is in the city. He's stuck washing the kids while she's getting therapy. So then, according to Netzach Arvil, you have a problem of Baal Abi'ya. The Aruch HaShulchan writes something very mechudish. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, what makes something a gaspa? You have a relationship through business. You do business together. That would knock out a secretary. A person spends half a day alone in an office with his secretary. And he keeps on saying, what's the problem? My wife, my office is in the five towns, and I live in the five towns, and my wife is in the five towns, so I don't have a problem. I'm Baal Abi'ya. No, you're not. That's gaspa. That's someone you're close with through business. So not everyone agrees. This is Eliezer says he doesn't even know what Aruch HaShulchan got this
one
from.
Isn't there a heter of other people walking in?
Yeah, of course. This is each heter individually. We're talking about this heter of Baal Abi'ya. There's other heter that we can attach to it. But if this is the only heter you're working with is the fact that my husband's in the city, it might not work. Let's say you have a leaky sink that leaks three times a week and the plumber's in your house all the time. And you start to build a relationship with him. You shmuz with him, you talk to him. So that might also be liba gaspa. Possibly. So Aruch HaShulchan is hard to understand. The Nitta Gavriel sums it up like this. He says, "Shir shenechshav shelibe kagaspa, haynu shem oizrimu mativim zelazeb eishet tzrichim lekach machas karvasim." You basically do each other favors. You're close enough with each other that you help each other out. That's very relevant for a neighbor. Neighbors, let's say the wife goes over next door to the husband to the house to borrow something, and she's sitting schmoozing with the husband, very innocent, but there's no one else in the house. So she says, what do you mean? My husband's not my next door, Baal Abi'ya. The answer is, no, maybe not. Maybe you guys are so close. You guys have been neighbors for 25 years. That might be considered liba gaspa. And therefore, there is no heter of Baal Abi'ya. Not so simple. It's very negeya to people that you have very close relationships with. It doesn't mean you have to be related. It means that you have a closeness. That's the chayro that comes up. Another common shiloh is, let's say you have a cleaning lady. You have a cleaning lady in your house who's not Jewish. But her husband works in the city as well. He's a janitor for someone else in the neighborhood. So she cleans your floors and he cleans someone else's floors. Can you apply the heter of Baal Abi'ya? You come home in the middle of the day and you want to eat lunch in your house and the cleaning lady's there. But you know the cleaning lady lives in your neighborhood or she lives in Far Rockaway and her husband works locally. Can you use the heter of Baal Abi'ya in such a scenario? So in the Sefer Avnei Yashveh, he says no. He thinks this doesn't work for Goyim because where's the mirsis? He thinks she doesn't care. She doesn't care if he cheats and he doesn't care if she cheats. The Goyim don't care. I saw a statistic, 1 out of 6 women cheat on their husbands. A ridiculous statistic, married women. So no, obviously no one cares. So says the Avnei Yeshva, if no one cares, then where's the mirsis? She's afraid she's going to get caught. She doesn't care. He doesn't care and she doesn't care, so there's no heter. So if you have a goyisha cleaning lady, again, same thing, let's say you have a secretary in the office. So she's not Jewish. But you say, so what's the problem? I'm in Manhattan, she's in Manhattan, and her husband works in Manhattan also. Baal Abi'ya. According to Avnei Yeshva, it's not a heter, Baal Abi'ya. because she there's no mirza. She doesn't care about her husband.
Leaving the door open.
Yeah, that's a separate heter, right? That's a different heter. We'll get to in a second. But the independent heter of saying, "Oh, don't worry, her husband's in town," does not work for a non-Jew. I'm a supik. I don't know if it's negeya. Let's say you have a couple that's been together for 20 years, but they never got married. They never got married. I'm not sure why. Maybe they thought it'd be cheaper on taxes, even though it's not. They never got married. But they're, you know, very loyal to each other, and they would never cheat on each other. Can you still use the het of Baal HaBir? So didn't being married, you have to have a Chaloyshe marriage, because that's what stops a person from cheating? Or it's this idea that, you know, like Kohanim to the Chazanish, it's a loyalty. You know, you could be together for 20 years. I'm not sure. Yesh Lodon, how far we take this. What?
How are you together for 20 years? That in itself is Yichud.
No. Let's say there's a couple that's not married, but they've been together for 20 years, and they're the most loyal couple you'll ever meet in your life.
Should you be initiative?
No, of course not. They're not married.
Then what's the problem?
No, you can still have Yichud with her. She's a Gayisha Panuya, right? She's a Gayisha lady, and you're alone with her in your office. But she has a boyfriend that's been her long, you know, they've been boyfriends for 25 years. Can you apply the heter of, we won't call it Baila Beer, we'll call it boyfriend Beer. Can you apply it? I don't know. I guess he can only be as good as the Gemara. The Gemara says Baila, the word of war. Let's go the other way. What happens if you want to use the heter of Ishtoi Beer? My wife's in the city. So I can be alone with my secretary in my office in the Five Towns, because my wife is in the Five Towns, and she's going to pop in on me and catch me. Do you have that heter? That's very relevant for me. I live in Queens, and my wife works in Queens. So if I have a cleaning lady come, and I have a babysitter come, I don't have any problem. Ishtoi Beer, my wife is in the city. Now again, it might depend on the nature of your wife's job. My wife works in the public school system. You can't just leave as you want. You have to be where you're supposed to be. So she can't just pop out. Let's say my wife didn't work. So she's free to come. She could stop by to my office. She can do whatever she wants. Would that also be a het? So the Masham says he's mesupik about it. He's not sure. He's not convinced that that would work. And his gut feeling is that it probably won't work because the Gemara doesn't say it works. The Gemara says, buy a little bit here. The husband's in the city, not the wife. The only time we find the wife protects the husband, the Gemara says, if she's actually with you, in the same room, same house. But he thinks it doesn't work. And he says, on top of it, he doesn't think there's such an aim as Baila. So what's the husband going to afraid? He's going to get caught. And what's going to happen to him? So if she gets caught, she's asa to her husband. He gets caught, he's not asa to her. Obviously, it won't be good for their relationship, but he's got nothing to lose.
Pretty costly.
Yeah, it could cost the money if she decides to divorce him. But she, if she gets caught being Mazana, she's out. She can't even stay with him. So he's not sure. The Beis Shmuel and the Aruch HaShulchan both hold that it is a heter. The fact that the wife is in the town would be a sufficient heter for the husband to be alone with someone else. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he doesn't believe that this is a heter. Rav Moshe rejects his heter, and he says the fact that the wife is in the city does not work. It only works the other way around if it's Baal HaBir. That's all to discuss the heter of Baal HaBir. With the 3 minutes we have left, we'll talk about the other heter that everyone uses, that the door is open. Pesach, Pesuch, Lishas, Rabim, the door is open, that fixes all the problems. There's a big machloikis achrayim. What does that word? What do the words in the Gemara mean? Pesach pasuach l'shas rabim. Rabbi Kivager has a tshuva where he quotes the Beis Meir, where the Beis Meir says this doesn't mean that the door is unlocked. This means the door is open, wide open, not unlocked. The door has to be open. However, there are those who say that there's a tshuva serashba, that the tshuva serashba says no. As long as the door is unlocked, that constitutes pesach pasuach l'shas rabim. So that's machloikis number one. What makes a door open? Is the fact that it's unlocked, or it actually has to be physically open? That's machloikis number one. The Chazon Ish comments, and the Chazon Ish says that a bigger chiddush. Says the Chazon Ish, even if there's no chance that anyone's going to walk through that door, no one's coming. But the mere fact that the door is open, that alone creates this mirsus, and that's good enough. Same psychological Chazon Ish as before. Taina the Chibina Rav. The Chibina Rav says, let's say you have a situation where you have your house, and five people in the house have access to it. They all know the code, or they all have keys, and the kids can pop in anytime they want. Says the Chibina Rav, that's also good enough. That alone creates it, that it's an open door. Even though right now it's locked, but it can be opened in 3 seconds, I can get caught, that makes it Pesach Pesuach L'Shas Rabim. So that's the big machloikis. What is Pesach Pesuach L'Shas Rabim? Does it mean the door is open, or it means it's unlocked? Now, this heter doesn't help at 10 o'clock at night. Who's coming to your house at 10 o'clock at night? 10 o'clock at night? Who's coming? It's a joke. A person lives in Muncie, lives up in the mountains, and there's no one coming. There's no action. You tell me you're going to use a heter, you left the door unlocked. Who are you fooling? What difference does it make? So Reb Yaakov has a beautiful piece. Reb Yaakov says, what's the machloikis between, we'll call it, Reb Kivager and the Tshuva Serajba about unlocked or opened? So he says it depends on the mentality of the people. He says, if you live in a community where people just open the doors and walk in, that's the mentality. It's such a Hamish community that people just walk in. He writes, that's the way it used to be in Litha. No one knocked. They just walked in. So then the fact that the door is unlocked is alone going to be a heter because people will just stroll in. But says Reb Yaakov, if you live like a place in Germany where people actually didn't walk in on their own, so like Reb Yaakov, then then leaving the door unlocked doesn't do anything. Because so what? I'm not just going to walk in on my own. If the door is open, I can see, and I know what's going on. I can just walk in. So then it's a heter. So Rabbi Yaakov concludes that for Yichud Deraisa, he thinks the door has to be open. It's not enough for the door to be unlocked. On top of that, there's even a bigger cooler from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, let's say the door is locked. And it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're not expecting anyone to come. But Zotir Moshe, since someone could come, and they'll knock on the door, and on the knock on the door, you'll open the door, and then they'll come in, that will break up the Yichud. Zotir Moshe, it's no longer a problem of Yichud. It's a chiddush gadol, this Rav Moshe. Achreinim tumul about this Rav Moshe, they don't understand what is he talking about. And until someone comes, you can be alone for 5 hours. Zotir Moshe, because someone can knock on the door, and when someone knocks on the door, you'll answer it. First of all, people ignore the door all the time. Someone knocks on the door, that's a motivation for me to open the door? Not necessarily. If I want to, I'll open the door.
It's like
the phone ringing. I'm not necessarily going to go anywhere. But this is the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. So according to Rav Moshe, even if the door is locked, but at least it's possible that someone could come. It's in an hour of the day that someone could come and knock on the door. And you'll open the door.
Yeah, but it's all based on, it's consistent in the way of defending.
That's right.
Moshe, not that he needs defense, but everything is based on potential.
Right. The shayla with Pesach Pasuach is there's a chakir. Is the heter because you're afraid that someone's going to catch you? Or the pshat, since the door is open, it's like you're in the public. That's the big chakira, which is really the machlokes between Reb Kiveger and the Tshuva Sirashim. But again, both these are tame. What the Vel does, they combine the two are tame. They say, well, my husband works in the city, plus the fact the door's open, and this and that, they put it all together. Halach l'maisa, I guess the best thing to do is to have the door open. If you can't, so then you do as much as you can. But again, the purpose of the shurim was to see that these are tame are not as simple as everyone throws around. Yeah, keep the door open, husband works in the city. Not as simple as it sounds. It needs to be dealt with much more carefully than that. And the purpose is we should try to avoid as many yichud shaylos as we possibly can. Next week we'll try to talk about what you can ask a guy to do for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov.